Surviving the Funding Winter. From over 1,400 cities in 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse and everything business in Africa. I am Ruth Adong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ruth Adong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. Last year, a record 20 startups closed across Africa, and many more scaled back operations due to a general funding drought that affected numerous countries on the continent. In the past few weeks, two more Nigerian startups have ceased operations. There is a fear that many more startups are in line to face similar challenges. Mona Sawaliba, CEO of Abbey Finance, joins us for this episode to break down what CEOs should be doing during this funding winter.
Hi, my name is Mona Muguma Sebeleva, and I'm the Chief Executive for ABI Finance, where we work to enhancing access to finance, green finance for smallholder farmers and agribusinesses. So financial inclusion for agribusinesses, which tend to fall in the small medium category, tend to be a concern for us as well as smallholder farmers. In our work, we partner with financial institutions to reach these SMEs, but then there are barriers to access to finance that get in the way of them accessing finance, and there's been some difficulty around accessing finance. One, you asked a question, what can a company do in times like this when lending to SMEs sometimes is difficult or scarce or has been put on the back burner. In the course of the growth of the SME, it's important. This is now when the 7 years of plenty and 7 years of scarcity principle comes in. The times when you're succeeding and making profit, for instance, are times when you need to be growing your reserves. The reserves will see you through the lean times. So that's one key way that when you're doing well and you're succeeding, this is when you have to grow your reserves, save and invest them to grow. These are the ones that will see you through the years of scarcity or the periods of scarcity. So that cannot be overemphasized. The second one is you're then going to manage your expenditure. You necessarily have to spend considerably less than you would in years of plenty. And even in years of plenty also, it calls for prudence in terms of management of one's expenses. So you're going to double down, hunker down, and spend considerably less than you need to. Unfortunately, this is the times when people are laid off, or hiring is frozen, or product development or product advertisement, for instance, is product development and innovation is critical at a time like this, but sometimes the advertisement or publicity or branding is scaled down and left down to a necessity. Dovetails into the third point, innovation now is going to be key because scarcity is the mother of all invention. So this is when product innovation is critical. How do you deliver more value to the customer more cost effectively? So that's critical. So those are the three key tips that I would say. In the years of plenty, grow your reserves by saving and investing at least 20% of your earnings or reserves, and ensure that you have those saved and invested and multiplying and compounding. The second one is managing your expenditure, double down, hunker down and spend considerably less than you're earning. And then the third is product and service innovation.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, and its allies agreed to keep oil output policy unchanged until its next meeting in June. The oil cartel explained that the reviewed crude oil production data for January and February showed high conformity for participating OPEC and non-OPEC countries of the Declaration of Corporation. OPEC and its allies had in October 2022 agreed to cut oil output by 2 million barrels per day in November, the deepest cut by OPEC Plus since the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. The decision came despite pressure from the US and others advocating that the group increases its output. In April 2023, OPEC said it would start a voluntary reduction of 1.67 million barrels per day in its production of crude oil along other members of OPEC. The cuts were to start in May and last through the end of the year. The cut is in addition to the reduction announced by OPEC Plus in October of 2022, according to SPA. Again, in June last year, OPEC said it would extend the cut until 2024. Coca futures eased to below $9,800 per ton after reaching an all-time high of $10,051 on April 2nd amid some profit-taking. Meanwhile, concerns about shrinking global cocoa supplies continued to dominate the market. Poor main crops in the two largest producers of Côte d'Ivoire and Ghana are expected to further tighten supplies, with a large global deficit widely forecast for the current 2023-2024 season. Dealers in the market's forecast have turned to the mid crop in top grower Ivory Coast, which began this week with a lack of rain and strong sun potentially hindering production. The latest data shows Ivory Coast farmers shipped 1.3 million metric tons of cocoa to ports from October 1st to March 31st, down 26.7% year-on-year. Trader Ecom Agro-Industrial projects Ivory Coast 2023-2024 cocoa production, which ends in September, to drop by 21.5% year-on-year to an HLO of 1.75 million metric tons. And a quick trip around Africa. Uganda's economy advanced by 5.5% over a year ago in the fourth quarter of 2023, following a 5.3% rise in the previous three-month period. That was the strongest growth rate since the third quarter of 2022, mainly driven by the industrial sector. Strong performance in mining, quarrying, and construction more than offset a 1% drop in manufacturing. At the same time, growth in services picked up, propelled by activities including professional, scientific, and technical information and communication, education, trade repairs. Meanwhile, agriculture activity rose by 1.6% after a 3.7% decrease in the previous period. On a seasonally adjusted quarterly basis, the real GDP rose by 0.5% compared to the downwardly revised 1% growth in quarter three. Investments among the African airlines have begun to pay off as revenues and seat numbers hit record highs. This is according to a new report by the African Airline Association. The number of airline seats offered in the region has increased by 12.6% to 16.1 million in March of 2024, thanks to new routes and flight frequencies. The industry has for the first time in 4 years surpassed pre-COVID-19 monthly figures of 14.3 million recorded in March of 2019. The year 2024 is shaping up to be a significant year of recovery for the aviation industry, as airlines have not only regained their pre-COVID-19 levels of capacity and traffic, but have also surpassed them, marking a notable turnaround. African carriers accounted for 49.5% of the international capacity and 35.9% of the intercontinental capacity. AFRA estimates that passenger traffic carried by African operators in 2024 will be about 98 million. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at Isadora.